weaving my way through the streets of London. There's a song there somewhere, in Bongamentally, and I've made it to my second time here, actually. It's a little bit busier than last time. I wonder if more people are working here, or it's just less people are skiving. The Audio Boo offices, and this is where I'm parking Bongamentally tonight, and most likely crashing in it, not crashing it. Mark Rock is here.
Hello.
And he's taking out what looks like a very nice stay press suit from what was that? Miami Vice. You're going to roll the sleeves up when you put that on. This is quite where a posh suit. Are you? Where are you going? You got a meeting, a secret meeting.
Got a secret, but not so secret. Audioboo made it through to the second round of the Vodafone Clicks competition, which. Oh, wow. Finals in Amsterdam in September, and the prize is €80,000. So,
wow,
that would help with a bit of hosting.
That will get you a nice suit as well. Ah, so fantastic. So, hosting costs must be pretty astronomical at the moment.
They are going up and up and up. Yes.
Is this because of the amount of people making booze in rapid succession?
No, it's because of you, actually. It's because of Documentally making booze in rapid succession.
I'm pacing myself recently. People still haven't found my secret account, but I'm pacing myself recently.
It's about a boo every 3 or 4 minutes.
A boo every 3 or 4 minutes.
In a 24-hour period, yeah.
Well, that's manageable, actually. I think if it was every 5 minutes, you could actually listen to every single one. Do you still listen to every single one?
No, unfortunately, we don't.
There was a day, wasn't there, when a boo would pop up and,
someone's used it. Someone's downloaded the app.
You'll be looking back fondly on all of that. Oh, there's the board of dreams. The writing's got smaller. Oh, you've got two board of dreams now. There's a lot of dreams. One for API development, the other one for people wishing for wonderful new things and them being, oh, you've got iPhone section, you've got, I won't read anything out because it's all, tell me what's on the board of dreams over here.
This bit, which people can't see in the top right-hand corner, was us working out how all the API calls would be made in terms of users and open authentication and stuff.
Yeah.
Then we've got API calls here. This is Tom trying to work out how to actually do it. And here, all the API has to do's, which actually I think we've nearly done all of them.
Wow.
Except for the commit server and the HT pings. And I haven't got a clue on that.
It's all foreign to me. It might as well be hieroglyphics. it's nice bit of old school whiteboard action going on so that you can rub it off and start it up. Fantastic. So there's some logo design going on over here as well.
Mr. Hooley, yeah.
Wow, there's some really interesting little bits and bobs at the bottom, which obviously won't come across in audio, but where's the stickers? Have you got the stickers knocking around that I just gave you? I gave Mark some stickers. You might go, oh, great, the old logo. Well, it'd be great for you to probably send me that logo I like a lot. Yeah, anything that incorporates kind of a bit of RSS action. But yeah, these are very difficult to root out when you're talking to a printer. But still, they look good. This is the smallest I could do them where the audio was actually could become a space so that any surface you put that sticker on shows through. Yeah, okay. But Gordon Bennett, are you just brainstorming graphics all day? Because these are some great stuff. And I'm looking at multicoloured, multifaceted, multi-shaped. You seem to like, oh, wow. And it goes on and it goes on as he scrolls down. Yeah, I do like this. I like the one you've got there, actually.
Yeah.
Long and thin, and I can't really explain it any other way. Maybe I should take a photograph of one of these logos. Are these all for different applications, or are you seriously looking to rebrand totally? That's nice as well, in the speech bubble. Possibly looking for a company.
It's very hard to get a decision
really
out of Steve on the moment.
Well, you should crowdsource it.
Yeah,
definitely, and see, get votes. I think, just pick, don't go crazy. I mean, no more than 7 of your favourites or the office's favourites and then see what the public think. Oh, very exciting. Yeah, take them along tonight. And then you can probably take 20 down to 7.
I'll show you something,
actually. Oh, he's going to show me something, which means I probably have to turn this off. Do I have to turn this off?
No.
Ooh. Video Boo on a very big screen. I've been playing with Video Boo recently.
Do you remember...
This is a touchscreen. Where's it?
Yeah.
This looks like an Apple touchscreen.
We've had it converted.
You've had the Apple screen converted to...
Those were the days.
Wow, look at that. I remember that. I remember seeing the first ever virtual audio boo app on the screen, and there's a three-dimensional, which I said, that looks very nice.
Look at that.
And you're like, we've simplified it a bit since then. Wow, that's this needs to be a Vimeo film or something like that. The origins of audio boo. Well, tonight we'll be where we'll be. We'll be don't like that so much. It looks a bit quicky.
It does,
but quick for audio, I suppose. And all kinds of different interfaces. Which again, if you are listening to this, you've got to just imagine that you are astounded, wowed, and amazed by retro looking. That looks quite MySpacing in a way. I can't believe all this work. That's only December.
Mm.
Well, things have come on a long way. Where are we going tonight? Where's all the audio boo people that can make it? Where are they going to be?
There is a boo party tonight at Sun Microsystems in King William Street. I won't tell you the address, just in case you turn up.
But, yes, probably said too much already.
which is being sponsored very kindly by Stuart Townsend from Sun Microsystems, who are fantastic. And also the Media 140 conference, who are also fantastic.
Yes, it's only the hardcore that are actually listening this far, 6 minutes, 19 in. Because we're now talking at visual stuff. Oh, right. I'm going to turn this off and have a look at some new developments, which I'm particularly excited about. You may think that Best Before just do audio boo. If you do, you're very far from the mark. Did you start in video or start in some other?
Yeah, we started in video. And audio boo, you know, was an audio component of that. So
almost accidentally?
In a way, yeah. I mean, the funny thing about audio boo is it's our first real iPhone app, and it's our first kind of consumer app. Most of our video stuff's, you know, B2B. So
yeah.
For it to have been the, you know, amazing success it has is amazing for us, really.
And all thanks to you guys. Like I say, it's only the hardcore that are listening this far. And I'm going to wander around. I can smell coffee, proper, very nice coffee in the background. And he's going to have a shower and get into his Miami Vice suit. If only you could see him. Maybe I should tag a photo. Speak to you guys later.